Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Joliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is frickin' Friday, and it's the 29th day of September, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 51 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 56 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 46 and rain. I can handle rain. It's just when that I know that fucking snow is on the way. And I don't like snow, in case I've never mentioned that before. Well, let's run through this and we'll go look at the news.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM.
Joliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, again, let's go look at the news. You know, the fucking propaganda, the ministry of lies. Let's see what we're up to today. I had to throw a couple off there this morning. It was fucking stupid. Okay. Speaking at the World Government Summit in 2015, WEF founder Klaus Schwab, fucking Nazi motherfucker. You see, look at the picture in this goddamn video that's up here of that goddamn Nazi motherfucking eagle beside that son of a bitch. Founder Klaus Schwab predicts that by 2030, people will no longer own private vehicles, but will be driven around by autonomous self-driving cars summoned through a smartphone app. And it was yesterday that we did the thing where he said, they're failing. You're failing, motherfucker. You are failing. And you're going to fucking hang. You're going to be tried and fucking hung as a fucking war criminal. You fucking are the criminal piece of shit that you fucking are. You will be tried, you motherfucker. Just like your fucking good buddies in the fucking Third Reich. Anyways, I can't play the video. We know why. Boston, Massachusetts, and they're showing, this is goddamn Boston. This is where the Boston Massacre, this is where the soldiers marched out to go to Lexington and Concord, and it's a filthy fucking third world trash fucking hole. Again, you got to watch the goddamn video. Too little, too late. Europe finally realizes mass immigration is destroying them. Too little, too late, huh? They just finally picked up on this, did they? Yeah, I love the way these fucking propagandists work. This is by Tyler Durden, Zero Hedge. In 2014, Europe was under siege with millions of African and Arab migrants marching into the EU and using asylum claims to quickly enter the region without vetting. With the Union facing an unprecedented surge of foreigners not seen since World War II or the collapse of the Yugoslavia, some among the public called the event a crisis. No. They're overreacting. EU officials did not see it that way. Oh, the fucking officials, you mean the ones that are handing over your fucking goddamn wealth? I mean, your unemployment checks to these cocksuckers as they come in. They didn't see it that way because they're smarter than you are. They know it's a fucking invasion. Yeah, they know it's a fucking invasion because they fucking orchestrated it. EU officials did not see it that way. Instead of securing their borders and repelling the invasion, top representatives like Angela Merkel announced they would open their borders completely to migrants and refugees in 2015. And that's giving up your fucking sovereignty in any way you say it. Many migrants were given the impression that free housing, welfare, and easy employment would be made available to them. I wonder how they were given that impression. Maybe through pamphlets. And I mean, you had to go to their fucking country to tell them, you know, welfare, easy employment would be made available to them upon arrival in Germany. The reality was far more complicated, but the image of a golden land of ease, ease was all that was needed to trigger a tidal wave. With shared border policies in the EU, Germany's decision became every other nation's problem. Of course it fucking did. It was just a mistake. God damn, we should have rethought that. At the time, the decidedly socialist European majority applauded the move, with many leftists meeting migrants at train stations to clap and cheer. Yay, they're coming to take everything I fucking have and kill me. To grasp the mentality of the political left, it's important to understand that they were not cheering the migrants so much as, and I don't want this left-right bullshit. Stop it, Tyler Durden, you fucking shill motherfucker. There is no left. There is no right. No conservatives. No liberals. There's just no fucking law. You want to be, it's election time. Let's start political left, political left, political right. Fuck you. Fuck you in your elections, you punk bitch. It's important to understand that they were not cheering the migrants so much as cheering themselves. They're that fucking stupid. Leftists, again, see, they're going to do this. Leftist, rightist, fucking, they're getting, gearing you up. Here's some more fucking fodder for this phony fucking corporate fucking election that is a running violation of the 9th article of the people's unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. Fuck you, you fucking shill motherfucker, Tyler Durden. You're a shill. You're a fucking shill. Lay the fucking shit out there. Lay the foundation for another fucking unlawful fucking election, you fucking traitor. I've been conditioned to believe in original sin, and that original sin is to be white colonizing Westerner. To be a white colonizing Westerner. They were really cheering themselves. They saw open borders as an act of self-sacrifice and appeasement to the gods of progress and ideology. Yeah, you're making a lot of this shit up, man. I bet you're getting paid good. I bet you make good fucking money, don't you, motherfucker? Ever since this suicidal action, Europe has been overrun with millions of migrants falling into the region each year. As of 2022, there were officially 23.8 million non-citizens. Well, if they're non-citizens, they must have took the fucking place over. Living in the EU, most of them entering in the past 5 years, the majority of them were concentrated in Italy, France, Sweden, Germany, and the UK. All of these countries have seen a spike in crime and property theft, with the proliferation of gang violence and increasing incidents of rape. European officials have constantly sought to cover up and hide the exploding crime statistics, including the rising number of child abuse incidents at the hands of migrants. No, and they wouldn't do that. I mean, we didn't know that. We didn't fucking watching this shit happen every day. You're fucking giving us the scoop here, Tyler. You ready? Getting ready for election? Who you want? Which fucking pedophile are you going for, Trumpy? With stagflation becoming entrenched in the EU and much of the world, the delusion that Western countries have the wealth and the means to support tens of millions of foreigners seeking welfare handouts is finally waning. The effort to obscure the effects of the population surge and clash of incompatible cultures is losing steam. Now suddenly European politicians are at least pretending to care about secure borders. Fucking pretending is it. Italy has approved detention for illegal migrants unless they can provide $5,259 as a processing fee for their asylum request. That's what it takes to buy their way in and take from an Italian for the rest of their fucking life. This action has been taken because of the surge in migrant boats arriving on the shores of the island of Lampedusa from Africa. The non-citizen population now greatly outnumbers native Lampedusa residents. A naval blockade to stop the boats is also under discussion. Why would you fucking have to discuss it? This is a fucking invasion. You're not going to do anything, are you? You're just fucking, the people are fucking pissed off. They'll get over it in a few days. I mean, they get acclimated so quick to fucking tyranny, it's fucking laughable. The French government says they will refuse to take any new migrants from the region, really. When citizens welcome government intervention to protect the border in places like Lampedusa, they worry that their home will become nothing more than a sprawling detention center for migrants waiting for their asylum applications to be approved. The solution is obvious. Send them back to where they came from. No, you racist motherfucker, you. How fucking dare you? This is what it is to get the discussion going back and forth. Back. You guys get ready. I'm a vote. I do vote. My right. I vote and make it and change. EU is working on reforms to speed the return of illegal immigrants and prevent them from traveling easily within the union. However, this may be a distraction from their real agenda. At the same time, EU officials are trying to make illegal immigration far easier, and they are implementing loophole conditions which allow mass migration in the event of an emergency. Oh, we got an emergency. What's the emergency? Well, there's more people coming. Well, why is that an emergency? That's a fucking invasion. Well, it's still an emergency, so we got to give them, we got to take care of these motherfuckers that have never put a fucking day's work in our country, that never fucking built anything in our fucking country. We just owe these motherfuckers. We owe these motherfuckers from all around the fucking world, man. God damn it. How dare us build a civilization that's worth something while these fucking backwards motherfuckers were still climbing around in trees? They are shifting the standards, but the end result would likely be the same. The primary rationale presented in favor of mass migration is population replacement. Now listen to this shit. Left here again, leftist. Fuck you, Tyler Durbin, you fucking shill. It's not leftist, it's not rightist. They all shit through the same hole. Just two wings of the same fucking bird, remember? Leftist, you fucking goddamn, you're a Trump-tard, aren't you? You're fucking Trump-tard. Claim that the West is facing plummeting birth rates and migrants are needed to keep the economy robust. Now, see, this is the argument holds no water is what the next sentence says, and it sure as hell does not. Now, if you got fucking 100 people you got to take care of, and 100 people are fucking working, and 100 people are making fucking a decent wage because they're doing the work of one fucking person, which should levy the fucking finance that one person needs to live. And you got to have more. That's for corporation. That's so corporations can exploit fucking people, can exploit fucking slave labor, and fucking the more they can get in here, the cheaper your fucking labor, and the more fatter these fat cats fucking get. That's the argument that holds water. I mean, if you got 20 fucking people to feed and 20 people are working, 20 people should be able to feed 20 fucking people. You don't need it. Well, but we can't we don't want to just feed ourselves. And if we want to pile up fucking tons of your fucking money off your fucking resources, and we need slave labor to do that, that's what's going on here. In every case, countries and states that take no more migrants also witness economic decline. Why? Yeah, economic decline at the highest level. Like I said, if there's five people working, there's five people doing, it's five people growing a fucking garden and it's big enough for to feed five people, I guess you're fucking breaking even, aren't you? How could you have a decline? Well, if you took more people away, then you'd need less fucking product from your fucking garden now, wouldn't you? This is a shit that they think we're too fucking stupid to see this. And this is fucking propaganda. And strained social services. Just look at what is happening in the U.S. cities like Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C. These are not educated workers bringing valuable skill sets to the table. The majority of them are feeding off favorable welfare conditions. If the welfare did not exist, they would not have migrated. Yeah, go where the fucking free fucking Walmart is. Furthermore, it's hard to take leftists, again, leftists all through this. This is a fucking Trump tard. You're a fucking Trump tard. You're a fucking traitor to your fucking people. You're a fucking traitor to the ratified unalienable law of December 15, 1791, Tyler. You fucking traitor. Who do you work for, Alex? Leftists. There is no left. There is no right. There's them and us, you motherfucker. And you must be one of them. Leftists, seriously, when they pretend to be concerned with Western birth rates while also aggressively defending abortion practices. Yeah, you're a fucking Trump tard. The citizenry of Europe is growing tired after a decade of insurgency and expanding crime. Since at least 2018, polls show the majority of the public is against further open border policies. No shit. Like they ain't been all fucking long. Like you ain't been fucking doing it. How stupid do you think we are, Tyler boy? Which progressive leaders and media have called a rise of the far right. A rise of the far right. They're doing so. They're against border policies. And they're in the far right. So if you vote Trump in, you know, the king of the fucking Jews and the lying son of a bitch and pedophilic motherfucker that he is. We got that goddamn lib. We got, what the hell they call it? Polls show a majority of public against the border, which progressive leaders and the media have called a rise of the right. So we got the right and the left here. I got to go vote. I got right on my hand, so I know which way I vote. That they say is driven by racism, but the race baiting and odd woke arguments are not working anymore. When the consequences of uncontrolled migration hit the doorsteps of the average family, they are not going to be manipulated by emotional charged labels. They are going to be far more worried about survival and how. What are they going to do there, Durbin? What are they going to do, you motherfucker? Oh, they go vote for Trump. He'll tell you he's going to get rid of every one of these motherfuckers. Just go vote for fucking Trump. I got to make sure that's Tyler Durbin, you piece of shit. Goddamn right it is. You're a fucking shill for the fucking Trump tards, because you're a fucking Trump tard. Push that fucking live, that fucking unlawful election some more. Elect another fucking goddamn corporate fucking tyrant. Go ahead, Tyler Durbin. Bastard. Bombshell, 60% of Act Blue donations are coming from China. Amalgamated Bank and Divvy involved in two FEC lawsuits pending. Oh yeah, fucking what? So what? The fuck, we're, you know, the mess we're fucking in? You think the side shit fucking show matters one fucking bit? Chicago Mayor Johnson wants riots and looting to be called large gathering. I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say any fucking more. It's a video. You can go listen to this stupid son of a bitch. No, it's not a mob going in there ripping, tearing the store apart. It's a group gathering. Yeah, they're gathering to fucking take everything out of the fucking store, I guess. Oh, man. The same student attacking two other girls at a middle school in Oregon. The school board should be sued into oblivion for failing to protect their students time and time again. Every single member of the Triad Tulsa SD is responsible. And, man, they show this girl here getting beat. And then there's another one down here that shows this little girl getting beaten. And his fucking cocksucker, it's a dude. And he's got a fucking bra on and fucking beating on this little fucking girl. I mean, half his fucking size. And these fucking... And stop that. That's what's worse. Stop that. That little girl got punched in the face. And if you watch this, it would outrage you. They did that to my granddaughter. I don't give a fuck. I'd walk into school and I'd kill that little son of a bitch. Male who pretends to be a girl assaults an actual girl at Hazelbrook Middle School in the Tri-Guard Tulatin School District in Oregon. Will Tri-Guard Tulsa SD take action to expel this violent boy? And this is what I'm talking about. Go watch this motherfucker and tell me that you... Well, I think jail time with other males will... disabuse him of the idea that he's a woman too. And, oh, I wish you guys, everybody should go watch this goddamn video. It'll fucking make your fucking, it'll make you want to kill. A nation without borders, we know, we fucking know. We can show us every day. Yeah, we see the fucking feds going down there and helping them over the fucking barbed wire. We understand we're being fucking invaded. We understand that we're paying the motherfuckers at the fucking border to aid in the invasion. We're paying to have our own fucking throats cut. We get it. Okay, got it? Oh, that's something else. I bet Trump talks about that. I'm going to stop that. You bet you are, you prick motherfucking pedophilic bastard. Breaking news, pilot incapacitation, Delta Flight DL-291, Paris, Los Angeles. Pilot became incapacitated, was taken to cabin for care. Plane diverted to Minneapolis, pilot taken to hospital. Well, what's fucking new, man? They're all taking their shots now, aren't they? Scandal hit Justin Trudeau, furiously denies claim he traveled to India on a plane full of cocaine and that he didn't come out of his room for 2 days, as ex-Indian diplomat brands him Canadian Rambo. Well, shall we? This is by Joe Hutchinson for DailyMail.com. Justin Trudeau has angrily denied claims he traveled to India on a plane full of cocaine and that he didn't leave his hotel room for 2 days. He was climbing around the walls and shit, no doubt. The Canadian Prime Minister has dismissed comments from former Indian diplomat Deepak Vohar, yeah, I guess it is, over accusations he made on Monday on Indian television. Vohar, a former Indian ambassador to Sudan, told Z News when Justin Trudeau came to India for the G20 this month, his plane was full of cocaine. He did not come out of his room for 2 days. In a statement to Toronto Sun, Trudeau's office, this is absolutely false and a troubling example of how much disinformation can make its way to the media reporting. Well, if somebody reported you for it, having fucking a plane load of cocaine, think somebody go take a look? No. It's just disinformation. Just that's what you tell them, disinformation. Oh, Christ, I'm ready. Vohar, pictured here on the far left, or the far right, made the comments on Z News on Monday. According to the Toronto Sun, Vohar also said, my wife saw him at the Delhi airport, Delhi airport, and said that Trudeau looked depressed and stressed. I bet he did. All that cocaine. We don't know the reason. I don't know what the exact, what the, I don't know the reality, but social media and some credible rumors suggest that the plane was full of cocaine. He has become lonely. He is now trying to show that he is a Canadian Rambo and nothing can go wrong in his presence. India has done the right thing by suspending visa services in Canada. The remarks had been made by the former diplomat after Trudeau alleged that Indian officials had a psych activist in British Columbia assassinated. Oh, I guess it is a Sky, S-I-K-H. Sisk, fuck, not the Indian word. I don't speak Indian. Trudeau's accusations over the June 18th killing of Harper or Hardeep Sangha Jaha, a 45-year-old Shia separatist, have sparked a winding rift between Canada and India, and tit for tat for diplomatic expulsions. The Prime Minister's allegations of Indian government involvement in the gun murder first made public on Monday were based in part on intercepted communications between Indian officials and the country's diplomats in Canada, an official told the Associated Press. Some of the intelligence was provided by a member of the Five Eyes Intelligence Sharing Alliance, which includes the U.S., Britain, Australia, New Zealand, in addition to Canada, the person said. The official who spoke on condition of anonymity did not say which ally provided intelligence or gave details of what was contained in the communications or how they were obtained. The revelation came as India stopped issuing visas to Canadian citizens and told Canada to reduce its diplomatic staff as the rift widened between the two countries. Ties between the two countries have plunged to their lowest point in years after Trudeau told Parliament Monday there were credible allegations of India involvement in the assassination on Canadian soil. The bombshell claim set off an international tit-for-tat, which each country expelling a diplomat, India called the allegations absurd. Not a desire. A plumber who was born in India and became a Canadian citizen in 2007, has been wanted by India for years before he was gunned down in June outside the temple he led in Surrey, a suburb of Vancouver. At the time of the killing, Najjar was working to organize an official diaspora. You got to learn a lot of different languages to read this shit. Referendum on independence from India. This is kind of booky-icky, like I really don't give a shit. Fuck them. They all die. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Yuval Noah Harari. Potentially, we are talking about the end of human history, not the end of history, just the end of the part of history that was dominated by human beings. It's now possible to create total surveillance regimes. And it looks like I've already seen this. Where is this coming? Why is this being coming up again? They're fucking with my pages. We better take a break, and I better take a look at this. That's what we're going to do. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend and come back again. There's just for that good old mountain dew.
For the call it that gentleman knew, and in every few that I feel, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old mountain.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail. Nope, don't mail me shit. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time. And, of course, that was Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses. And, fuck, we're all in the jungle, living in the fucking jungle. We are the jungle. And it's no place to be. Our society is melting down even faster than most people thought that it would. Oh, this is who in the hell is. This is by Michelle, End of the American Dream. Well, that's a real positive fucking note. I think that we're getting closer to fucking the touch-off point, but we'll see what this woman has to say.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, brother. How are you doing today?
I'm here.
Yeah, I feel it, brother. Hey, I just got a question. It's unrelated to what you're just talking about. I live over here in Ohio, and I was driving home the other day, and the fucking cops, I just don't understand how they can, you know those DUI checkpoints?
Yep.
I don't know how do they just block off the road and just stop people? Like, I just don't get how they can just do that.
Well, lawfully they can't, but then you'd have to have law to, you'd have to enforce the law. And no, that's search without fucking warrant. I mean, they have no reason that's stopping you from your travel, free travel, and it is search without warrant. They're coming up and fucking, they're looking for fucking a reason to fuck with you. And they tried that here in Oregon, and then they tried fucking where they get in groups. And they pull car over after car over after car over, like three of them, and keep pulling cars over and pulling cars. And they called it rolling checkpoints, and they outlawed it. They said they couldn't do it. It violates your fucking, it violates your rights. Absolutely. It violates your 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. Fucking violates the whole fucking Bill of Rights, man. No, they can't do that lawfully, but the only way to fucking stop them is with a fucking bullet, because, hey, we have to enforce the fucking law or it don't exist.
100%, brother. I appreciate you.
Right on, man. Anyway, sorry that happened to you. Into the American Dream. It can be difficult to believe that the wild scenes that we are witnessing on the streets of America are actually real. Earlier this week, I wrote an article entitled "What Life Is Really Like in American Health or Hellish Inner Cities." I wrote that article before the widespread looting that happened, that it just erupted in Philadelphia. Just when I think that conditions in our core urban areas have reached the low point, they seem to find a way to get even worse, and they are going to continue to every fucking day until you either put a stop to it or bend a fucking knee and accept it and just live out your life as a fucking content fucking slave. Unfortunately, this is just the beginning of the crisis, and economic conditions continue to deteriorate. Countless numbers of people will become very desperate. And when countless numbers of people become very desperate, our society will descend into a permanent state of chaos. And of course it will. That's the whole fucking idea, isn't it? On Tuesday night, dozens of young people went on a rampage in the city of Philadelphia. It's being reported that stores in several areas of Philadelphia were hit. Yeah, I mean, this is what happens when you take the law away. This is anarchy. You've heard me go at it with people about anarchy before. This is what fucking anarchy is, people. It is without law. That means that whoever's got the most biggest fucking gang fucking rules. And I mean, it's a bullshit thing to try to preach. It's one of the things after the communists took over in Russia, it was one of the elements that tried to work its way in was anarchy. Anarchy is the answer. Anarchy. Anarchy is what we fucking have. Anarchy is what's destroyed this fucking country. We need the fucking law. We need the people's law, December 15, 1791, and we need our common law courts. And we need that second article fucking to get it all back in place right fucking now. That's what we need. Dozens of people face criminal charges, whoop-de-fucking-do. Wednesday after a night of social media-fueled mayhem in which groups of thieves apparently working together smashed their way into stores in several areas of Philadelphia, stuffing plastic bags with merchandise and fleeing, authorities said. A total of 52 arrests have been made so far, police said Wednesday. Theft and other counts have been filed so far against at least 30 people, but all three of them adults, according to Jane Ra, spokesperson for the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. The largest group consisted of approximately 100 young people, and there was violence when the police finally confronted that group outside of a Lululemon store, whatever in the hell that is. Police in the city said that a large group of around 100 juveniles kept moving from store to store and looting them. We talked about, fucking years ago, the fights we're seeing on the fucking streets, these little girls getting beat in the fucking goddamn schools. We talked about this years ago. It's getting close. It's getting close, and it's getting closer and closer. The guy walked out to his car this week to get something out of his car and got his ass killed because somebody was carjacking his car. You bring the fucking third world in here, they don't give a shit to kill your ass. You better remember it, and you better be ready. You better be ready 24/7. When you walk out the door, you better look every direction. You better look for somebody standing behind something. You better have a fucking gun in your hand and be ready to use that motherfucker, because you've let it go so far, it's coming into your fucking yard now. And this is no fucking surprise, not even a small fucking surprise. And it's only going to get worse day by day by day. Me and my son were talking about it last night. You know, fucking, no good news. There is no good news, people. It's all fucking doom and gloom. Why? Because the doom and gloom people want it that fucking way. They want you fucking in apathy. They want you in fucking fear. They want you to fucking bend a fucking knee. They want you to get used to living in fucking garbage so that they can get another fucking golden fucking toilet fucking seat for their goddamn yacht. That's what they fucking want. And they're a fucking handful, and they're fucking bitch slapping us a fucking round. And it's fucking disgusting. I'll tell you what, man, I ain't shitting you one bit. I've been thinking about it. You know, I have to continue to fight for my fucking children and for my grandchildren. I got no fucking choice. But if I'd have known that my fucking people, the American people, were such chicken shit, fucking goddamn money-worshipping, worthless motherfucking punk bitches, I would have never had children. I swear I wouldn't have. Police in the city said that a large group of around 100 juveniles kept moving from store to store and looting them. Video shared on social media show officers attempting to grab thieves, some of whom are wearing Halloween masks as they run riot through a Lululemon store. One officer manages to hit one of the looters with a punch after tackling them to the ground. I seen that. It was a fucking kid. I mean, this big old fucking 200-pound motherfucker. I didn't like that either. You didn't impress me with that fucking, you corporate fucking goddamn mercenary piece of shit with no jurisdiction. If the fucking militia was out there, that would be the people themselves. The people themselves would deal with this fucking situation. But then again, the fucking stores are all owned by fucking Masons. These are the fucking elite. These are the people that look down their fucking nose at a fucking person. These are the people that sold your fucking rights so that they could have a pocket full of fucking money, and they didn't give a fuck what happened to you. So I really don't give a fuck what happens to them. You wanted to go pure mayhem? Welcome to the fucking jungle, motherfucker. Many on social media seem to be quite entertained by videos of the looting, but the truth is that this footage should break all of our hearts. No, don't break my fucking heart. I know what it takes to have a fucking business. You better be a fucking Mason. You want to get the money? I mean, either you're not going to own that fucking store. You're going to end up working for a fucking wage when you look at the long fucking distance of the fucking goddamn loan fucking system. Or else you ain't going to have it, because only a fucking Mason can get the goddamn money to have a fucking business. to exercises right that you don't have, to fucking autonomy, to fucking, you know, self-determination. But no, I have no fucking, I don't care what happens to you. You motherfuckers have fucking used our people for fucking, since the beginning of this goddamn country. Whatever happens to you, I don't give a fuck. Because you don't give a fuck what happens to me. You sold my fucking rights for your fucking private fucking secret fucking society, didn't you? And you got became a member of that secret society so you could be a have, even though you, it doesn't matter if you have the fucking intelligence or the aptitude. You got the fucking connection. It's not who you know. It's who you knows. We all know that fucking saying, huh? So don't expect me to fucking cry about it when you fucking get bashed, motherfuckers. Our society is literally coming apart at the seams around us. Yeah, and you motherfuckers are the ones that fucking instituted it. You're the ones that made it fucking happen. You're the ones that go and give money to these fucking goddamn communists and these fucking fascists so they can go out and actually do the shit that they're doing to you. Who in the fuck do you think's giving them the goddamn money? The fucking poor people don't have it. And they are getting paid. I mean, goddamn, when you can have Black Lives Matter, I mean, they can show up, man. It was something that had to cost, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to for them to show up to fucking tear something up or cause a fucking riot. They got the money. Where are they getting the fucking money? When the people who are fucking fighting to stop it, you hell, you can't get a goddamn, you can't get a fucking nickel. They don't get, because people fucking, I don't know what it is. You fucking gravitate towards the fucking mammon. Is that it? I warned many readers that total retail theft would exceed $100 billion in this year, but now it is being reported that the total retail theft already broke the threshold in 2022. Last year, total losses tied to theft amounted to 100 and, let's see, $112.1 billion, according to data from the 2023 National Security Survey. That is up from $93.9 billion in losses in 2021 and $90.8 billion in 2020. And you know what I'm talking about here is, you know, when a kid is born, a child's born today, that child is born $140,000 in fucking debt. And that's not corruption of blood. And you come up and you have nothing your whole fucking life. And then you get these goddamn George Soros types that come and they want to destroy the fucking society that was built here. So they tell you, buy the fucking, the mercenary armies. That's what these fucking cops are, because they are not lawful. The people never gave consent for any policing powers by their fucking servants. And then you fucking unleash them on them and you have them live in fucking in shitholes, you turn them into the trash that they are, and then get pissed because they're trash, because they're acting like what their fucking goddamn environment made them be. Last year, okay, retailers within metros, including Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Oakland, as well as Houston, New York, and Seattle, were hit the hardest last year. So if last year's number was $112 billion, what will the final number be for 2023? It ain't going to stop until it's total fucking chaos. Why did they want these stores? You think George Soros don't want these fucking stores wiped out? They don't want this goddamn mayhem on the fucking streets? You don't think that's why the fucking cop, well, they had a few cops. One cop hit a young, I watched him hit a person about, he probably outweighed by 180 fucking pounds. Give him a good little punch, man. That's always a lot of fun. That's the kind of sadistic pricks are hiring. Instead of fixing the fucking problem, you treat somebody like a fucking animal, people, they're going to act like a fucking animal. You treat them like, I mean, there's no pride in fucking being a fucking poor-ass motherfucker that can't afford a fucking roof over your fucking head, people pissing and shitting on you daily. And what do you expect? I mean, we created this fucking atmosphere where these people exist that will do this shit. Why will they do it? What the fuck do they got to lose? That's why. They ain't like they got a goddamn home and a job, because all the fucking goddamn jobs are going to the fucking foreigners, aren't they? Everything is going to the fucking foreigners. Look at Italy. took their goddamn unemployment money and handed it over to the fucking invaders. Right the day after this, I mean, the people are sitting there waiting, wait, where in the hell's the Navy? Where in the hell's the goddamn government here? Hey, we're invaded. We're outnumbered. Well, we got news for you. The next fucking day, we're handing, what do you think, how do you think those people are going to be acting in about fucking 3 or 4 fucking years after fucking living in the jungle on the fucking streets? They might go do some shit like this too, huh? But you never look at the fucking root cause of it. You just look at the fucking, you want to hate those fucking people for what fucking being a product of their fucking environment. That's the bottom line. What else are they going to do? What else are they going to be? You fucking created the fucking jungle. Now get ready to live in the son of a bitch. You created it. Anyways, I've had enough of this shit for a day, people. I really have, man, especially for a Friday. I mean, it's all fucking disgusting in my opinion. But I'm going to call it. We'll be back Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And think about it. Who created this? It's just like when they bring all the fucking foreigners over here. And then there's fucking, they're murdering and chopping people up. We have a problem. We have a real problem here. Yeah, well, how'd that fucking problem get here? How did it happen? Who caused that goddamn problem? Well, the solution is we take your guns and make you easy victims for them to chop up with their machetes, because they only have machetes right now. But we can get them, we'll take your guns and give them to them so they can kill you. I mean, fucking, it's that blatant, and they are doing it right to our fucking faces. And we are being a bunch of fucking cunts and not doing any goddamn thing about it.
Years ago, Henry, they dropped off pallets of AK-47s.
Yes,
fully
sure
automatic,
so
up in Chicago in the alleys.
Yes, sir, they did. And people can't see this shit. I mean, they look at it, it's like the bandage on the bullet wound, you know, scenario. They don't look at fucking what's causing it. I know what's causing. I remember how this country used to be. People respected each other because people had something. I mean, they had, your reputation was fucking everything. It really was. A guy would fucking die for his fucking reputation. Now, fucking the bigger screwer you are, oh, the man, the prouder you can be. Man, I really fucked that guy over. Way to go, dude. I would like to be more like you. I'd like to fuck people over, too. That's what it's come to in this country, people. And unless you fucking grow some fucking guts and the fucking real Americans, I mean, I know you're out there, but you're still your fucking chicken shit. You're not stepping up. You're not stepping up and hey, they want fucking trouble. Not 50 fucking people, not 100 people, a fucking million people. Come down and bitch slap them and hang them. They couldn't stop you if you was armed and you weren't just polishing your fucking gun. You had plenty of fucking bullets. You said, let's do it, motherfucker. That's how you end the fucking bully. You step up and you say, let's do it, motherfucker. And you drill the motherfucker right in the face. That's how you take out the bullies. That's the word from the trenches. See you guys on Monday.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You do the same, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies! Come on.